Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she had split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve. Now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
All right, you guys, good evening. The Woman Roundtable Forum with Regina Hicks, keeping it real on WAMRDB. We got the queen herself on here, Miss Regina. What is going on tonight?
Thank you for having me tonight. Good evening, everyone. How are you, Karima?
Well, you know, I'm always doing the Karima thing.
Good, good.
So
that's
making
what's
concoctions up.
Up
with my... You know, it's something else when you got to make concoctions up for your doctor. Sit there and make sure she drinks. Go ahead.
Well, that's
so good. I am so happy.
Your hands are blessed. That just means your hands are blessed. You have healing hands.
Okay, I got a healing knife. I know how to chop up real vegetables. You got chop. You got. You can't get stuff out of can them up. You just got to chop up real garlic. Real celery, real carrots, just all of that. Boil it down with the chicken. Let it turn into that juice. Add some olive oil. Add your little cayenne pepper to it, and it will knock the flu out. You don't want to run somewhere.
I need some of that. I need some of that.
You sounding better.
Sounds good.
Oh, man,
thank
we got
you.
A great.
I'm feeling a lot better.
Yeah, you sounding better. Oh my God! I thought you were. I was so excited about you getting your mind wrapped around a forum, a woman roundtable forum, and keeping it real on WAMRDB. I just love that you young people just got so much originality to everything you do. So those of you all are tuning in, you guys can give us a call at 516-387-1251. We're sitting here with Miss Regina Hicks. And this young lady will be blessing us on every Monday, and you all be able to listen to her on the TuneIn app as well. During the weekday, Tuesday afternoons at 2 o'clock. So you guys tune in at 2 o'clock. You can listen to this broadcast as well. So
hey,
we talked about a lot, Regina.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot. You know, you guys have been just really tremendous from the day that I met you all. And it's just, you know, being in the position where you are as an artist, lending your voice, lending the diverseness that comes in being an artist at your capacity, you see and have transitions with people all over the world. One of the subject matters, and I'm hoping that we have a special guest tuning in tonight still, correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Her name is Miss Miss Lindzel Morrison.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
I was going to say, I thought there was going to be more to what you were going to say.
Okay. Are you on a Bluetooth or are you on the phone? Because it's a lot of
is there a delay
between us. Now it is. Now we're fine.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I just want to make sure that voice stays perfect. That's it. So tell us about some of the subject matters of this particular roundtable forum that you guys are going to be talking about going forward.
Well, this evening, going forward in general, we would like to discuss all matters and all things that affect women everywhere, all over the world. And we'd like to discuss things that are positive, things that are negative, because everybody has an opinion. Doesn't mean that everybody agrees with an opinion. And I think that this would be a great forum to allow all women to voice their opinions, whether we like the opinion that we're hearing or whether we support it or not. As women, we support each other and uplift each other, and we have honest and open discussions, anything from healthcare, things in our community that affect our children, politics, just things that, you know, we sit around and we talk about and we keep it real.
I love it. So, you know, keeping it real, the topic that the guest that's going to be coming in, we're going to let her talk about that, but I really appreciate an opportunity to just get closer to the community and understanding the real needs, because sometimes I believe like I am like on a different planet. I'm almost like our president, so to speak. I think I float around here and just totally removed from the day-to-day that's happening. But Keeping It Real is a forum, the Woman Roundtable Forum, Keeping It Real. Those things that are hot topics today for us are just about the violence that all women are experiencing in the community, be it trans women or, you know, gay women or whatever kind of women, that just a woman, you know, that's identified as a woman, are having a sheer amount of violence in the community, and a lot of it is not being reported. It's a topic that they've been trying to sweep under the table. So we'll be talking about that. What's your feelings toward some of that for right now?
Are you talking about the Me Too movement and topics
just the violence. Just the violence. I mean, there's been violence, tales of violence that don't even get reported, for some reason or the other.
Right. And I think we as women need to empower each other to be strong enough to discuss anything like that happens, whether it be rape, whether it be violence, whether it be domestic abuse, because when you bring things to the light and you shine a light on it, you're free, and it sets you free. And, you know, you have to be strong enough and willing to discuss things, even that's uncomfortable. And I think a lot of women feel like the abuse that goes on, domestic abuse especially. A lot of women feel shame. And I know that there are a lot of trans women that don't report domestic violence or instances of sexual assault or abuse because they feel like they're not going to be taken seriously and they're going to be looked at and judged rather than being looked at as a victim of someone taking advantage of them. And, you know, we need to highlight those things. You know, already this year, there has already been about 4 or 5 trans women who have been murdered since the year started, and we're only in the second month of 2018. And it's not getting a lot of publicity. You know, it seems like the news media, they sensationalize what they want to sensationalize. But the things that matter, the things that are positive or the things that are happening, even political, they don't talk about it. It just it gets swept away. You know, if they can make it negative and spin that for ratings, they do that. And I think that's another reason why I thought Ms. Lindsay Morrison would be great to have on tonight, because she wants to organize a trans march. And her reasoning behind that is that, you know, there have been many marches on Washington, D.C. There have been civil rights marches. There has been Million Man marches. There has been, you know, gay rights, gay marriage, marriage equality marches. But there has never been a march that was solely for and about transgender women coming together in the nation's capital and saying, you know what, we have a stake in this country too. We have a right to be heard. We have a right to justice, and we have a right to be treated as equally as is enshrined in our founding document, that all people are created equally and endowed by their creator with the same inalienable rights. And I think it's time for that. And I thought that she would be a really great person to have on. Unfortunately, I just got a text message from her saying that she's not going to be able to join us tonight. Something came up, last minute emergency. So, Ms. Lynn, I hope that whatever came up, that you're able to take care of it. And if you can join us, please give us a call. If you're listening, we're here. And we can just move right on ahead into the next topic.
Okay, so what I want to discuss when we come back, we're going to take a moment, about a 5-minute commercial break.
Okay.
I'm going to play my favorite song in the whole wide world. That's
Aww.
All I'm going to say about it. I'm just going to play my favorite
song. I don't
tell nobody. I don't care. That's why I try to do what I do. But we're talking to Ms. Regina Hicks, who has some wonderful things that are taking place. Before we get up out of here, we got a caller from 404. Caller, state your name, where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. This is Ms. Lynn. I'm a friend
Ms.
of Regina
Lynn.
Hicks.
Okay. Great, girl. I'm glad you made it. I was just reading your text, so I'm glad you made it.
Yes, I'm glad I made
Welcome
it too.
To...
Great.
So,
I'm glad you're on the line. Listen, we're about to take a quick radio.
Let's just continue with this because I don't know what your time frame is.
Okay.
So, could you tell us, our listening audience, Ms. Lynn, about you and the topic we're talking about is some of the work that you're doing and coming together with the opportunity
march.
For people's voices to come together. So you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. It's been on my heart lately to put together and organize a national trans march in for justice for the girls who've been killed for the last 5 or 6 years. We've had a numerous of trans girls, our sisters, that have been murdered throughout the country, and nothing has been done. You know, they brush it over. So I'm looking at, we need a national trans march for justice to put a face on it and let them know that we're human and that we deserve justice and respect and we're not getting that. So yeah,
that's right.
That's what I'm striving towards right now.
Miss Lynn.
Well, you know, the good thing about is that.
Go ahead, Karima.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to ask her to go a little bit further. Not just justice for the trans women, but also equal housing, equal health care. Break it on down for the people.
Oh,
that
yeah,
are
of
listening.
Course. I mean, that's all under the umbrella.
Break
you
it
know,
on
equal
down.
Housing, health care, jobs. You know, girls are suffering. You know, they're not able to get into the workforce. You know, they're out there, they're on drugs. You know, they're doing survival sex work. You know, we're trying to change the narrative of all of that and how the girls are perceived these days. And the march would tackle those issues. But the main issue at hand, you know, of course, it's justice because we're being murdered in the streets.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And that right there, you know, if the girls aren't alive to do anything, then what? You see what I'm saying? You know, don't have an opportunity to get a job, to live a viable, healthy, prosperous life like everyone else, you know. So, yes, I want all of that to be a part of the march, of course. You know, that'd be one of the main topics, you know. But the problem, like I said before, is that, you know, we haven't been getting any recognition for who we are, you know. They see us, you know, completely differently. And it's our time. The time is now for us to change that. We can change the narrative on how we're perceived and how we're looked at, you know.
That's right. That's
the
right.
The perception that is given upon the trans girls, we can change that narrative, you know. And
that's
I
right.
think a trans march would definitely push that in the right direction. You know, everyone has had their march. The man march has took place. The men women's march has took place. We need that for us to, you know, to let them know we're here and we're not going anywhere and we've been here since the beginning of time, you know, and we deserve,
right.
you know, to live like everyone else.
That's right. Karima, do you have any questions?
Right. I was just wanted to echo about uplifting and the narrative and leadership that's involved. It's very unique that a lot you've had. Historically, they've been organizations like Trans Women of Color Collective.
Right.
There's a Violence Against Transgender Community in 2017 on human rights. They talk about how many transgender women of color are being killed, and another different narrative. Reportedly, there were 17 transgender.
It's more black trans women being murdered each year than any other. Race of people, you know, any other group of people.
And we're getting, you know, I actually just Googled trans women of color, and these are the various different topics that are headlined. But the most thing that was important to me was they're saying honoring cases of deadly anti-trans violence in 2017.
Right.
You know, they're all talking about people known to be killed in 2017, and the exception is very places and how police, as you guys are saying, in local media was not publicly identifying them as a transgender woman until November.
No, they're not.
First, a New
they
York
use different language.
Violence. Okay. So the narrative, I think the narrative can change because more, as I've learned in my journey, your narratives change when you put more people who look like you in public office. So fortunately,
right.
two people have came out and have identified themselves as trans women. A young lady that's in St. Paul, Minnesota, and a young woman Minnesota, and also a woman in Doraville, Georgia, was put in office as well. So I think in terms of what you guys are doing, the way things are usually done is those narratives have to start at a grassroots level like you guys are doing right now, and then it will continue to be more publicly identified in terms of the transgender woman anti-violence project that's taken place by an organization called GLAAD. So, you know, this is a situation where, you know, there's so many younger generations of individuals coming up that are more savvier than I am. And I'm sure, you know, generations go, and as generations continue to, you know, take these marches forward, I think this is a start. I haven't seen anything to this level that I'm looking at. Do you have a particular organization that you work with?
Well, I do work with SNAPCO, Solutions Not Punishment Coalition. I've done things with them, you know, on the ground level, whatever. You know, we just also got the pre-arrest diversion here that's been approved here in Atlanta.
What is that again?
Pre-arrest diversion. Pre-arrest diversion is that, just when it says pre-arrest, it stops the person from going to jail and puts them into services. When they get initially stopped by the police officer, you know, there's he to determine whether this person needs help or be locked up. You see what I'm saying? If they're on drugs or they're homeless, you know, whatever, out there on the streets or whatever, he can, you know, they can get them to services, then take them to jail. You see what I'm saying? So at that point, when the officer talks to them, there's a case manager that comes on site, do their intake with them, and get them into the services that they need instead of taking them to jail, which we know that jail does no good. You know, if you're a person that really needs help and struggling with something, you know, that doesn't help you. So
and
we
that,
just have that approved.
That is just taking place. Okay, that's here in Georgia.
In Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Okay, just in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Karima. I was going to ask Lynn, didn't you recently take some sort of classes or training with
I did a trans leadership course. Yeah,
right.
I did a trans leadership course with Someone Cares. It was this course that looked at certain girls in the community that they felt that could be stronger leaders. So they had a leadership course that I took for like 12 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. And what was the
and
course?
And we
what
meet every so often. And we, huh?
What did the course entail? What did the course teach you? What type of leadership
skills? What teach you, you know, about yourself, how to be a leader, how to navigate yourself within the realms of leadership, as far as like, you know, how do you present yourself, how you talk effectively amongst a group of people, you know, how you include them, then exclude them, you know, you make them feel warm in the room. Things of those natures. They just, you know, just they're just brushing up on the skills that we already have, basically, and just putting us out there.
And did they pair you with officers that were just coming off of the force? Is that something? I recall you were telling me that they did some type of training. That you did some type of training with actual officers.
Oh, that was a few months ago when we did a training course with about 24 officers, to where it was like a real life situation, to where if they came across some girls, how would they approach them and how would they address them, you know? So we did like about sets of two, so like 12 of them, sets of two after 24, sets of two. So it was interesting to see how they respond, you know, to us, and were they actually doing their job as well. Some of the officers, you know, they were pretty okay, but then you had some that was, you know, kind of standoffish a little bit, but overall, it went good, I would say, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it went very well. And we had to get some feedback on them as well, you know, on their performance too, you know, the officers themselves, how they perform in the field, and certain things that we felt that they could have did better or did differently, you know. And it was, like I said again, it was a few that was off-centered, I would say, but it was still overall, it was good.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah. And the scenario was like a hostage, not a hostage, but a hostile situation where two people are engaged in a altercation or fighting, and they walk in on it. And how do they how they have themselves in that situation with us and us all being trans at the same time?
Okay, so it was they were learning how to deal with a situation where they is like you said, if there's a hostile situation or when they're making an arrest of a trans woman,
right, and how they treat her. Yes,
okay.
How they treat her, how they address her, you know, if they call her the proper pronouns or not, you know, because some of them do not call her proper pronouns. They use the he and hims and all that, you know, and they try to embarrass
right.
you and humiliate you, you know. So they wanted to see how they interacted with us, you know. And like I said, most of them did pretty good. They did. You know, you had some mishaps or whatever, but overall, they were pretty decent. And I haven't seen a few officers since, cause, and they were cadets. And I've seen a few of them since they've, you know, been sworn in, and they stop and speak or what have you. So I feel like it was pretty productive.
Lynn, can I ask you a question? You know, we've known each other a while. We've been friends for many, many moons. Where do you see where we are in this country under the Trump administration as opposed to the Obama administration? And again, you know, just a disclaimer, all points of view are welcome. So if there are some people that are going to disagree or agree, please tune in. Please get all of the opinions because that's what we're here for. We're keeping it real. Go ahead, Lynn.
Well, you know, I'm not really a Trump fan. I'm not going to sit up here. I'm not going to bash the man, but I'm not a Trump fan. I'm not agreeing with anything that he's doing so far. I kind of feel like, you know, he came in with a plan to just dismantle everything that Obama had already put in place. You know,
okay,
his first order business
was
just to disrupt all of that.
Well, my question is geared more towards his policies on trans individuals, like the controversial ban on transgender soldiers serving in the military, and even though he says that he's not going to undo the gay marriage equality law that was passed in July of 2015, what do you think about his policies as president or his administration's policies towards transgender women as opposed to our former president, Barack Obama?
I don't think he's gay friendly. I don't think Trump is gay friendly. I don't think I don't think he's gay friendly. You know,
okay.
I feel like a lot of that is geared towards bigotry, personal views, spiritual views that people have. So I'm not really, I'm not really feeling any of that.
As opposed to President Obama,
you know me too. I wasn't really a big fan of Obama. You know, I don't really think he did too much for the black community as a whole. I mean, he did something for our community, you know, the gay, lesbian, and transgender community, yes. But far as the black community as a whole, I don't think he did much for that, you know.
Okay.
And then,
what about his policies, specific policies towards transgender and gay and lesbian, like the bathroom policies or gay and transgender women serving in military policies? Did you agree with Obama's policy to let the girls serve, or do you agree
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I agree with that policy to let the girls serve. Because my thing is, if this is America, why not let them serve? If they're willing to put their lives on the life on the line like any other citizen out here, they should have the right to do that. So I saw nothing wrong with that. If you say we're all equal under the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, then they should be allowed to serve.
Right. I agree.
And get all the due benefits that every other soldier is due, you know.
Right.
So I don't see no problem with that.
Okay.
I see no problem with that. But to take that take that away and then use the sexuality against the person who wants to serve, I feel is wrong.
Right. I agree with you.
That's what I feel that Trump is doing. You know, he's looking at the person's sexuality than at the person, the person themselves. That's only one part of you, your personality. So my thing is, no. They're American.
Okay.
If we all equal in this country, like they say we are, fair due process and all that, then why not let them serve?
I agree. I think there was a really, you know, I'm a Trump supporter, and like you, I didn't really support a lot of what Obama did. I agree with you. I don't think he really did a lot to uplift black people, being that he was the first black president. Well, I mean,
he's not the first. He's the first of our time, but he's not the first.
Right.
He's the first of our day and time, yes. But not the first in history, no.
No, he's not. But, you know, they give him the moniker as being the first, so. But I do feel like that he really didn't do a lot to uplift black people economic-wise, socially, educational, even right on down to, like, small business. You know, I think we had the conversation when Obama was coming in that I thought that, you know, hey, finally, black people, we're going to finally have equal footing economically, and that there should be more black-owned businesses and more black high school and college graduates. And
well, girl,
you know, it didn't happen.
as long as we continue to have puppets in the office, that will happen. Until the country is ready to open their eyes and wake up to the real truth of what's going on in America, then they will keep the wolves will stay pulled over their eyes. They have to wake up. We've been told too many times what's been going on. They just released the documents of JFK that Trump did, which I'm glad he did that. That proves the CIA was part of the conspiracy. So my thing, I tell people, why not? If that part is true, what makes you think the rest ain't? What makes you think that they also didn't kill King and Malcolm X and the rest of them?
That's right.
They have to open their minds to the truth, and which we all understand is hard to do. When you've been told something your entire life, from the day you were born, and you've heard this over and over repeated throughout your entire life, it becomes embedded in who you are. It's frightening to think that our government is being run by other people other than who we elected. It's frightening to think that. It's frightening to think that they're selling our country out, all our jobs overseas. It's frightening.
Right, it is.
To think that. But being stuck and immobilized in fear will not get us out of that.
Right.
Our forefathers were not afraid to stand up for what they believed in. For us to be free today, it just comes full circle for us. That's all.
Right. It's
us to wake up
now
and realize what we need to do to save our children for tomorrow. That's all.
Cool.
And when they do that, they'll understand.
Kalima, what do you think? Any thoughts on the topics we've gone down?
I'm just shocked that the fact that the dialogue here is awesome. I just want to echo about on what you said, man, was I agree absolutely. There's a series that I'm about to do called been started in the morning time or noon, called Outsourcing America, and there's the top 12 dirty dozen that have been utilized here in America, and the politicians have been paid off and the government agencies have been paid off to use the American people as guinea pigs. It's a terrifying. To echo what you said, it is very terrifying. There's companies like Sodexo that has been banned in five countries, and yet the state of Georgia allowed them to come in and use GVRA handicapped people as guinea pigs. Just an awful experience, because I experienced it as a person that's disabled in the workplace as a cook at State Farm, and they did some horrific things And the state actually saw it, laughed about it, and named them Employee of the Year. And so
it is a horrible scenario for people who experience that trauma, you know. And then on top of what you all were saying about the President Trump releasing those records, you know, I like the way he moved. I like the way he thinks, to be quite honest with you. He know how to get people off his ass, don't he?
But you know what? That
yeah, he
was,
do.
You know what?
Man, that's how he said, I got some, y'all talking about Russians. We talking about a
sex. Let's talk about this.
I bet.
Right. And I said, but you know what? To say one thing about President Trump releasing the records on President JFK, John F. Kennedy, God rest his soul, because I think he was the best president this country had ever had, and I think that was what made him such a threat to the global cabal that does not want America to be the America that it was, but wants it to be under an umbrella of nations, if you will, or a, you know, I mean, let's go on and talk about it. What the Bible has foretold, what many of our older people have been warning us when they would tell us, you know, you guys think that this would not happen here in this country, but just wait, you know. And they have been telling us because they saw what happened to JFK. They saw what happened to Dr. King and Malcolm X and also Bobby, you know. They saw that happen, and they knew exactly during those times, that time period, exactly what it meant for the country as a whole. And I think President Trump releasing the records on President Kennedy and exposing the deep state that is within the government. I do believe that when Trump talks about a deep state and that it's something that he's taken on, it's the same faction or cabal that President Kennedy was up against.
Let me tell you something. If he's truly going up against them, if that's the case, then he better tread lightly. He better tread lightly. If that is the case, I'm not saying he is, I'm not saying he is, because I don't really know. I'm not really a Trump supporter, as you know. But again, if that is the case, he better tread lightly, because they've already killed, what, two presidents already?
Four so far.
Okay, and other public officials that was adored or what have you, you know.
Yes.
And even though he's not liked, they won't hesitate to take him out if he gets too close or do something too radical, you know, girl. Mm. It's just crazy. But the country has to wake
up. We'll be praying for our president, because I don't because I support him. You know, I'll be honest with you, I support him because you can't hate the gangster, you can't hate the player, hate the game. He's just mm-hmm. been able to make the difference up in what he's seen built around him, and that's what he did.
Right.
He played the power play to a power base, and there you have it. But what I do want to talk about, to change gears, I want to be able to take a moment, a few minutes, to take a commercial break, acknowledge one of our sponsors, and I'm hoping you guys, we got 20 minutes left in the show. I know it's going fast, but if you guys can just hold on, we'll be right back. I'm going to play, you know, something that, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
I was trying to play it earlier. we'll be right back, y'all. I play mine. I don't care what radio station I'm at. I'm like, I'm sorry, I got to play this record. Hold on, everybody. But we'll be right back in a minute. You're talking with Regina Hicks and Miss Lynn. Lynn, you got a last name? What's your government?
My name is Lynn Diana Prince Morrison.
Yeah,
right, that's what I'm talking about, y'all. Y'all, we'll be right back with on WMRDB, the Woman's Station.
Welcome. Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083. Or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Alone with you.
With you.
All I wanna do is be alone with you.
right, y'all. Welcome back. Happy Valentine's Day. Like, y'all can get that album right there. Y'all need to get that. Y'all need to get that. That is the one and only, the queen herself, Miss Regina Hicks. Well, we've got you guys. The round table form with Regina Hicks and Miss Lynn Martin. I can't say all the names, but we are back live. Y'all will listen to Regina Hicks. That girl almost made me lose control of the crying when it came on the radio. I started crying and Facebook and live. But happy Valentine's Day to everybody who was listening in.
Happy Valentine's
this,
Day.
New
thank
show.
You
happy Valentine's
yeah,
Day.
The album. I can't even do it, but y'all, we welcome back everybody to the Woman's Roundtable Forum with Regina Hicks, keeping it real on WAMRB, the new look and feel of radio. Ladies, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Crema, for playing my current single, Real Love. And if everyone who's listening, if you like the record, please,
I don't even know what.
I was going to just drop it.
Song.
Do a little quick.
That's my song.
Well, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. It's available on all major outlets. Please go and get your copy. Hashtag Valentine's Day Banger. Hashtag Regina Hicks Real Love. Please go get your copy. The album will be out in June. I had to push it back, but more music coming, which will be debuted on the show as we go forward. So thanks to everyone tuning in and supporting.
All right, we're back with the other part. That's my song. y'all can buy it. Y'all can buy it because we need your support. But Lynn, you are a phenomenal woman. You sound like you have put a lot of effort, a lot of thought process in this thing. You are a community grassroots leader. This is what this march needs, is somebody that's educated, articulate, and have a plethora of names for a last name, so you can just change it at the fly. You either Lynn, Henry, Lynn, you know what I'm saying? There's all these multiple names. I mean, there's all these Sulus that they can be like, okay, yeah. Yep. ID check. Okay. But again, this really, you know, I'm hoping that we continue to have this forum. Regina, I'm going to let you have the rest of the show. We got about 11 minutes left into the show. But Regina, you guys go ahead and hold dialogue. And we'll be coming out of this in just a moment.
Well, I'd like to spend the last couple of minutes talking about some of the hot topics, some things that were in the news last week, as well as this week, and everything ranging from celebrity gossip and also, you know, politics, religion, and some of the just weird things that have been going on in the world. I'd also like to take the last few minutes, if we can, to also shed light and to also speak on the situation in Libya, the slavery that's going on. So let's start with the hot topics. Lynn, we have an amazing movie coming out by Marvel that's coming out, I think it's this Friday, and that is going to be?
It's my Black Panther.
Yes, ma'am, Black Panther. Are you as excited to see it as I am?
Phenomenal. Huh?
Yes. Are you as excited to see it as I am?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. You know me. I'm a Marvel fan. I've been a Marvel fan for years. I have followed them since I can remember. Black Panther is going to be, I feel like, a very groundbreaking movie. It's going to break records. It already have done so far. The pre-sales for Black Panther is the highest grossing in history. So far.
Now, Lynn,
so far.
Let's talk about the hot topic that seemed to be a hot topic last week regarding Black Panther, when they were talking about people are calling on boycotts of the movie, even tampering with Rotten Tomatoes rating of the movie. What is your opinion on that? Where do you think that comes from? Do you think that Caucasian America is not yet ready to see an all-black ensemble cast film also depicting a superhero, or do you think that they are ready and that it's just a small segment of bigoted and racist people that just, you know, anything having to do with black people, anything, they're just going to not support it. What do you think about it? What are your thoughts about that?
When it comes to Black Panther,
yes,
and Ron Timothy and all of that, I feel
right.
When it comes to Caucasian people and their psychosis when it comes to blacks, I think anything that's not white, they have a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Black mm-hmm. Panther movie is a black ensemble, star-studded cast, they can't
yes.
take. But when it comes to
right.
anything that has to do with us, that shows us in a brighter light, a broader picture, there's always a problem they have with that. You know, as long as we're depicted as, you know, robbers, rapists, murderers, gangbangers, thugs, you know, and our women are just, you know, hoes and prostitutes, you know, or with drug addicts or whatever, they're fine with portraying that in
mm-hmm.
the media and in the movies or what have you. But when it comes to showing us in, you know, in our, really our glory, you know, because Black Panther, he's not a thug. You know, he's not a pimp. You know, he's not a rapist. He's not none of those things. And majority of us aren't
right,
either.
He's a king.
But my point is,
he's a king,
he's,
and he's royalty.
He's a,
is that right?
He's a king. So he's
yes.
showing us in the light that we should be shown in. You know,
right.
that's why I said before. I've always said I felt like Stan Lee loved black people because he made him a king. He gave his
yes.
own country. He's a
yes.
king. He's the richest. He's the richest hero of them all, more than Tony Stark and Bruce Wayne.
Combined,
so,
yes.
Combined. So that shows
yes.
his mentality when it came to creating the character, you know.
Right.
But when it comes to us, again, like I said before, when it comes to Caucasian people, you know, they want to see us in that particular light, how I perceive it. And they can't deal with that. And all they want to do is just destroy the movie, you know, and so people can't come and see it.
Right. Now, going on to the next hot topic, girl, did you see that foolishness on today's show when they called themselves trying to unveil the statue of Queen Nefertiti? Now, talk about a whitewash. Did you see that, lady?
Girl, excuse me, y'all. When I saw that, I said, who is this white woman? Who is this white woman? Because that is not Nefertiti. Anyone with half a
right.
brain know that Nefertiti was not a white woman. She's a black woman. She's from Africa. Come on now. Anything to whitewash our history. Again,
right.
their psychosis of us is just, it holds no bounds. You know, they want to just take our history and make it theirs. Why, and
right.
my thing is, the question is, Gina, they're asking themselves, why is that? Why is it so important for them to take our history and make it theirs? Why
yeah,
is that?
Because they don't have a history of their own. I mean, history, anyone who's done their own history knows that, to quote Whitney Houston, we were moving mountains while they were in the snow in Norway. You know what I'm saying? Or
girl,
somewhere
but,
else.
No, we were moving mountains, girl, and making pyramids when they were in caves.
That
right, is the like it
caves.
Is. When they were in
yeah,
caves,
were in
we
caves.
Were building pyramids all over the world, honey. So
Asthmatic.
Again, they,
yes.
like you said, they don't have a history of their own, and
right.
I feel like when it comes to those type of people, because not all Caucasians are racist. There's some that love us, but the ones that do have hatred in their heart towards us are they're psychotic. I feel. Because they can't get
okay.
no understanding, no rationale out of what they're doing is wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They believe the lie. They believe the lie.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like it's important for them to steal our history and make it theirs so we don't know who we are. If they can hide it, then we'll never seek it. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And therefore they
for those
they
who are trying to seek
in
the
bondage.
Truth. That's right.
right,
because you don't know who you is. And
now,
make,
go ahead.
You know, because, you know, you don't know who you are. You don't know your
right.
own standing in the world. You don't know that you were kings and queens in Egypt. You don't know that you
That's
were
right.
Moors in the Roman army. You know,
right.
you don't know that you, you know, were part of the samurai.
The first people to circle the globe. The first people,
right.
We
you don't know that.
The
you know, we don't
no.
see. They've stolen our history. So
right.
we don't know who we are. But yet they do. But yet they steal it for that reason. So you don't know. You know,
girl,
to keep you in, like you said, keep you in bondage.
I want to talk about this last hot topic. Now, girl,
sure.
I know you heard this mess about the legendary Quincy Jones spilling a lot of shit about Michael Jackson and Marvin Gaye and Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando. What do you think about him saying that Michael Jackson stole music and that he would sleep with anyone and that Marvin Gaye slept with Marlon Brando and Richard Pryor? I mean, we had heard a lot of rumors about Richard Pryor, you know, back in the late 60s and 70s and early 80s that, you know, he liked to mess around with men because there was a thing about him and Paul Mooney supposedly
right.
having a relationship. But what do you think about, you know, that Quincy Jones would speak ill of the dead that way? And also, what do you think about the response from Marvin Gaye's family and Michael Jackson's family?
Let me tell you something about Miss Quincy Jones. Miss Quincy Jones needs to sit down somewhere, honey. If she's going to tell some shit, if she's going to tell something, tell about her own self. I don't believe any of that about Michael. But my thing, again, it's not a, it wasn't like it's a unknown fact about Richard Pryor. What is the purpose
right.
of bringing all that up now?
Right.
To say that Michael stole some music, I don't believe that. We all know Michael was very talented, wrote a lot of songs. He don't have a need to steal music.
Right. And what about the response from the Jackson family and also Marvin Gaye's daughter responding to Quincy Jones, you know, speaking ill about the dead? I mean, that I think it was pretty terrible. I think that was my own opinion is I feel the same way. You know, if you're going to tell
I feel the same way too. I mean.
Again,
Michael and them is not here to dispute any of that. Why would you bring
right.
it up before they're even here to dispute any of that?
That's right. That's right. And I think it was horrible for him to tarnish, because what he failed to realize is that, you know, he's not responsible for a lot of Michael's success. Michael was already a successful artist when he got with Quincy Jones, but he tarnishes the body of work they did together. You know, as a team,
well, yeah,
he kind of tarnishes that.
Well, ladies, I am so sorry you all are getting it in, but we are about to get up out of here tonight. I think we need to get some more time. This is too juicy. Y'all are listening to the Roundtable Forum of Regina Hicks and Keeping It Real on WAMRDB and our special guest. Oh, you better come back
Miss
next
Linda,
week. I'm going to come find
Miss Linda
ooh,
Morrison.
Ooh.
Oh, she's going to be back.
Miss Linda and the Prince Morrison, baby. I will return.
Yes, we
will return for another segment.
Yes,
we'll be.
Continue the conversation.
All right,
yes.
Y'all. We're going to get up out of here. Y'all listening to the new WAMRDB, the woman's station, the new looking feel of radio. Thank you, all. Ladies.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for coming in.
Good night. Good night.
WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new